I've been talking about. It was actually exactly this time last week that had some personal show news, personal news to myself, and many of you have been tracking the progress of this throughout. Well, now for a little while. So for our next big news, as we found out last week, of course, the identity of the girlfriend, we're going to call up her show. It's also likewise going on right now on the air. Get a hold of her here. Okay, very good. Here we go. Calling up Elle on the ranch.
95.9 The Ranch. Good morning. This is Elle.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Crust. I told you Crust Canadian Ragweed going to do another reunion concert, and I want the tickets for it. I love the ranch.
Right.
I love the sound of Texas. Morning.
This is Bob the Boyfriend over there at Hank FM, yeah?
Bob the Boyfriend, Ben Kunrick, KBJB, Ken Buckner, whatever.
He goes by many names.
Yeah.
He goes by many names. And he happens to be my boyfriend right on the other side of this wall.
Yes, yes. There it is right there. See?
There.
Yeah. And everybody here at Hank FM listening here on the show, for those of us just joining us, this is Elle on the ranch. Right next door on the other side of this wall. She's doing her morning show on the ranch. We're doing here on Hank FM. And last week at this time, of course, you remember what happened there, Elle. Everybody got to know who the other person was, finally.
Yes, Bob the Boyfriend has been unveiled. He's been unmasked. He is the man next door. He is the man you know when you listen mornings on Hank FM. And he was the man I spent the weekend with. We went to, it was Lake Flory, right?
Yes, yeah, out there by Kilgore, kind of by the Tyler area, which narrows it down greatly, right? It's right by a Brookshire's parking lot, we come to find out.
And we barely made it, actually. It was a pretty big little pit stop along the way.
Yeah, we did have, I even forgot about that. We had the left rear blew out on the car. Yeah, we had that fixed. So thanks to the Firestone there in Tyler, Texas, for crying out loud. Or Temp, where was it?
Where were we?
Carroll, Texas is where we were. A lot of T's going on. But yeah, it was a rocky start a little bit, but it was great. It was my parents' 50th wedding anniversary over the weekend, so we all congregated at the lake, and it was a great time. My parents fell in the lake.
That's true.
So they did. And you know how I like to float things on my show, so
your pants float, turns out.
Well, the life jackets certainly help on that, but they're fine. They're great. 50 years looks good.
Really great weekend, actually. It was a really, really great weekend.
And Heather Leeds, my co-host, is not here today, but last week she was already, prodding along, helping out, I guess, your cause.
Yeah. I would say she's been on my team pushing you along, trying to. I mean, this has been going on for almost 3 years now. Thank you to Heather Lee for pushing you. And I mean, I have to say it worked.
Maybe it was slightly effective. Tell you what, we were there over the weekend celebrating my parents, and ultimately, two nights ago, well, Elle, it's on your hand, so it is your news to tell.
Okay. Am I going to say this on the radio?
I think so.
We're getting married! We're getting married! Oh, my gosh! You've done it!
Okay.
Look at my hand! Well, you can't look at it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ring is on thy finger. Oh, yes, and she said yes, by the way.
I did eventually. I forgot that part at first.
Well, actually, yeah, the first thing you said was obviously, because I did. We were celebrating big bottle of champagne under the guise of, salute my parents, and then turned it towards you, and then I got down on the one knee.
He did that.
And I had the ring in the box, and it's open, and she's not looking at the ring at all.
And, I didn't care about the ring.
She's just looking at me, and I say, "Will you marry me?" And immediately, she says, obviously. And then I kind of hold the ring up a little higher, like, hey, I mean, because I don't know if you took it seriously immediately or actually knew this was actually happening.
I've been waiting for this for a really long time. My mind has just given up at this point, and I think I'm hallucinating.
Yes. So then, then she looked at the ring and she, oh, yes. I say yes. So I got an obviously and a yes.
I can't believe it. We're getting married.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
So to our respective shows and all of the listeners, both on your show, Elle, at the ranch, and here at Hank FM with KB and Heather Lee. Guys, I mean, y'all have been in various ways all throughout this from the start of it, quite honestly. And
yes.
We wanted to include you this morning in this news. So, yes.
Our closest friends and family, the millions out there.
KBJB, K-Bob, the boyfriend came through. There you go.
He did. And thank you to Heather for pushing that one through. I got you, girl. Buy you a drink or something. All right, you got a show. We got coming up over there.
I got stuff. Go do your show.
Play some, I don't know, what do you have? Trace Adkins. Honky Tonk.
Play some Daryl Godd or Jack Ingram.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, go. Get out of here, fiance.
Go do your show. Have a good one. Not too good.
You too. Don't be very... It's not a funny day. All right.
Waking up the West Coast. It's KB and Heather Lee.